To mark the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War, we speak with historian and Civil War reenactor Philip Brown, who is retracing the steps of Confederate Navy sailor Washington Duke. Duke was a tobacco farmer when he joined the Confederate Army in 1863 or early 1864 due to a shortage of troops. He was captured by Union forces and imprisoned in Richmond, Virginia. Eventually, he was shipped to New Bern. When the war ended, Duke was released and he walked 135 miles back to his home in Durham because he didn't have money or transportation. Historian Philip Brown embarked on his commemorative journey, A Soldier's Walk Home, on Monday. He's planning on making stops along the way in Goldsboro, Smithfield, Clayton, and Raleigh before reaching his destination by the end of the month. Public Radio East's Mac McKee caught up with Brown this Wednesday as he was passing through Lenoir County.
Philip, thank you so much for being with us on the Down East Journal.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Where are you right now, Philip?
Right now, I am in Kinston, North Carolina.
What's your journey been like so far? Did you have any problems with Tropical Storm Anna?
So far, everything's been fine. I was pretty wet all day on Monday. You were saying about Tropical Storm Anna. It was pretty much right on top of us when I left New Bern on Monday at about 9 o'clock. And it rained for about 3/4 of the day, so we were pretty much fully soaked the whole time. And then the following day, that was an 18-mile day, and the next day we did 20 miles on the road, bringing me from Cove City here to Kinston.
So you are averaging right around 20 miles a day in your walk?
At this point, yes. It tapers off as I get into the more urban areas around Raleigh.
How did you learn about Washington Duke, and what was his most interesting characteristic?
Well, about a year ago, I was contacted by Duke Homestead State Historic Site about this program. And before that, I didn't really know a whole lot about Washington Duke other than he existed and he was in the Confederate Army. And through Duke Homestead, I learned about his time in the Confederate Navy, then his time on land when the Confederate Navy was pretty much taken out of desperation and put on land. And then he was subsequently captured and imprisoned in Richmond for a short period of time before being released. And then, of course, I learned about his journey home, which is one of the more interesting parts of his life, and making that trek all the way to his home there in Durham.
Did you know if he found things pretty much as they were, or had his home been property been ransacked?
As far as his property, there's no record of it being demolished in any way. But what he saw going across the state of North Carolina was probably indescribable. There had been a long-term federal occupation in New Bern. So New Bern hadn't really been touched by the war after the federal army occupied it. But there was a massive amount of no man's land between there and Kinston, where I am now. And then beyond that would have all been territory that was campaigned across by both the Union and Confederate armies.
You're obviously a Civil War specialist, Philip, but what do you hope overall your legacy to history will be when you complete this journey?
I just hope that it raises awareness about the cost of war in some way or another, and how the war, the Civil War and any war in American history, has affected people's lives beyond the battlefield, and how it is not an easy thing to go to civilian life after you've been in the military.
So really, I guess in part what you're saying is that you want this legacy trip to go beyond just a history lesson in the Civil War and to commemorate veterans past, present, and future.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, congratulations to you, Philip, and continued good luck. And do you think you'll be making your journey to your destination on time in Durham?
I will be in Durham on Saturday, May 23rd.
All right, Philip. Well, thank you so much for being a part of Down East Journal today.
Thank you.